come on, Annie Lee. I swear I can't leave you alone, Annie Lee. Well, now you say you're gonna be mine, no matter what you hear of. Raining for me and you, Annie Lee. Annie Lee. Don't you hear the wedding bells raining for me and you, Annie Lee? Now you said you're gonna be mine. No matter what you hear or do, you know I love you, Annie Lee.
Hello, everyone. I'm Microwave Dave, talking the blues on WLRH. It's a pleasure having you tuned in. I hope things are going well where you are at the moment. I have some blues for you for the next hour. First of all, we give Earl Hooker his intermission. Earl, thank you. Catch up with you again at the bottom of the program. Talking the Blues is a production of WLRH Public Radio in Huntsville, Alabama. I have three new releases and one reissue right here, and we're going to crank up with the reissue to get started. I was kind of happy to have this coincidental event happen where this particular album arrived in my hands. At the same time, I've been reading a book about the Chicago blues at the crossroads. It's called Waiting for Buddy Guy, who is not our featured artist here on this album, by the way. But the particular thing we're talking about is the late 70s and early 80s in Chicago blues, a time when the blues have been eclipsed by both disco and by arena rock, the large corporate rock bands that had taken over pretty much everything, bands like Journey and REO Speedwagon. And the result was blues was shoved off the radio, shoved pretty much out of all the live venues except for the smallest clubs. In places in Chicago, like the Kingston Mines, BLUES, and of course the venerable Wise Fools Pub, which had been going for a while over there in the north side of Chicago. And that's where the recording takes place. We have from 1978 and Mighty Joe Young, guitarist and singer and band leader in this case, also a man who spent some time in Willie Dixon's bands and did a lot of work for Willie out on the road as well as some in the studio. Joe was an iconic guitar player in terms of having his style very much rooted in those times, though he came back from much further back. He was born in the late 1920s, so he really was not that far from being a contemporary with people like Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf, but he became much more influenced by folks like Albert King and some of the later stylists that came along and influenced the course of blues music by their hit records. And so some of that comes through in his playing. He still, though, does not have a rough edge tone. It's not the Chicago barroom sound of, say, Hound Dog Taylor or J.B. Hutto. It's a clear, biting guitar sound with soulful vocals and good arrangements throughout the band. One of the members of the band is the brother of the late Freddie King, who had passed away about 2 years before this recording had been made. And it was good to have people of that quality playing with you for certain. The album is called Live from the North Side of Chicago. It's on Rockbeat Records. Originally it was called Live from the Wise Fool Pub. We're going to open up with the MC's introduction, and then they go into a track they call Cruisin' Down Highway 99. This is the typical band-arranged instrumental that acts would use to get the crowd going and get the band loosened up before the featured artist started singing and playing. It cruises right straight into the first one, which is That's All Right. That's All Right is the old Jimmy Rogers special. Jimmy Rogers, who played in Muddy Waters' band for a long time, but also wrote and recorded his own stuff as well. Then we go right into one called Whole Lot of Lovin'. This is a straight-up-and-down shovel, and it's been done by a few people, including the aforementioned Albert King. So these tracks, as they run together as a part of a live recording, we'll just let them all three run. And I hope you will enjoy your maybe first experience of Mighty Joe Young. Joe passed away in 1999. Once again, the tracks are Cruising Down Highway 99, That's All Right, and A Whole Lot of Lovin' from the album Live from the North Side of Chicago by Mighty Joe Young.
Ladies and gentlemen, a young man making a name for himself, coast to coast, playing the blues from his heart. Please get together and welcome Mr. Mighty Joe Young.
We'll like a tease for guitar, you know that I go. Can you hear me? You told me, baby, once upon a time. You said if I be yours, little girl, you sure would be mine. Well, that's all right. I know you're loving some other man, baby, but that's all right. Every now and then I wonder who loving you tonight. You told me, baby, that your love for me was strong. But I woke up this morning and I rock your big world. That's all right. I know you're loving some other man, baby, but that's all right. Every now and then I wonder who loves you tonight. That's bad to be thinking about when you're a long way from home. Do you remember, baby, when you laid across my bed? Were you drinking CC, smoking a little reefer, and talking all out your head? But that's all right. I know you're loving some other man, baby, but that's all right. She was just as high to Georgia Pine. And I wonder who loves you tonight. Now we're on the thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You're wonderful. All right. Woo!
year was 1978 when Monty Joe Young played live at the Wise Fool Club, a place that he played regularly in Chicago, Illinois, on the north side, and got this album. The last we heard there was called Whole Lot of Lovin'. Before that was the old Jimmy Rogers classic, That's All Right. It started off with an instrumental with a lot of different variety of grooves there called Cruisin' Down the Highway 99. Now, the way this stuff was recorded, I think they had some microphones hanging from the ceiling in there, and they just kind of picked up whoever played there and a couple of all this stuff. And occasionally it came out as records, and this one did, somewhere right around 1979 or so. It's interesting to think of the juxtaposition of what was happening in blues at this point. Here was the Chicago blues being squeezed tight and being kind of forced into a position between types of music, having had Motown dominating a lot of what was going on, then all of a sudden that flipping over into disco and keeping the traditional blues audience away from this music. They had other options to go to, and here they were making things like this right here. On the other hand, down in Austin, Texas, in this very same time period, a band called the Fabulous Thunderbirds were getting together, and we're going back to the old guitar band blues from the Gulf Coast and Texas, and we're bringing those things together with Jimmy Vaughn and Kim Wilson fronting that band, and they became more and more popular as they toured around the country and paved the way for the arrival of Jimmy Vaughn's younger brother, Stevie Ray Vaughn, who came along and just blew the whole thing wide open by becoming a blues and blues rock superstar over the next 5 or 6 years following this. The album Mighty Joe Young is called Live from the North Side of Chicago. It's on Rockbeat Records. This is Talking the Blues, and I'm Microwave Dave. I remind you that you can hear this program whenever you choose by going to a podcast on our website at WLRH.org. Click on Programs and come down and pick one out from Talking the Blues or any of our locally produced programming. Our next artist comes to us from England, and we've had, I think, 3 albums on Miss Dani Wilde. Dani is spelled D-A-N-I, and Wilde is an E on the end, W-I-L-D-E. This one is called Live at Brighton Road. Now, when you hear Brighton Road, you might suggest the guests. This is a British album and perhaps a British artist, and that's indeed what she is. She is not a pure blues artist, although she does blues well enough to do that, but she has branched out into other things. Her newest release, and Live on Brighton Road, is a combination album, pretty deluxe packaging and all that, has both a CD, which we're playing, and a DVD of the same performances. They're all recorded live in the studio, not in front of a live audience, however. They do get the live immediacy of the performance, but there is no audience there to spur them on. She does part of the record as an acoustic album and part of the record with her full band as an electric album. And when that happens, she switches to electric guitar and does her own lead guitar work and has been featured for that on her previous albums, especially on Roof Records out of Germany. We're going to open up with a nice cover of an old 1930s Memphis mini track called Bumblebee. She does some sweet playing on this, and her brother does the harmonica work behind her on this very spare track of Bumblebee. Then we go electric for one called Deeper Than Black. This is a good rocking shuffle, and just very much typical of the day, the kind of things we're playing today for rock blues. Then next we have one that takes the same electric band but kicks the groove up all the way into rock and roll territory, and one called High on Your Love, a good 8-beat thing. This would have been right at home with Jerry Lee Lewis or a number of other people playing it, kicking it with high energy. It's only a couple of minutes long, about like a jukebox record from back in the day. Then we return to acoustic for a rather a sweet soul ballad. And not as again, it's very scant. Well, you hear the guitar barely playing in the background and her sweet voice as she moves effortlessly through some very difficult passages on Electricity, another couple of minutes long. The artist is Dani Wilde. The album is Live at Rainbow Brighton Road. My handwriting is getting worse than ever. And it's on Vistone Records. Vistone is a label out of New England here in the U.S. And the tracks are Memphis Minnie's old classic Bumblebee, then the original Deeper Than Black, High on Your Love, and Electricity.
He got the best. Your way. electricity. Surging right through me, hitting me unexpectedly, flowing through my bone, electricity. This is what you've done to me, knocking me clear off my feet. Go. I don't want to hurt nobody. I don't know what else I'm gonna do. You're like a magnet, pulling me on in, babe. And your touch on my skin is like deja vu. Electricity stole my breath away from me. Yes, quite unexpectedly, like fire in my bones. Ooh, electricity. This is what you've done to me. Boy, you've taken me for keeps. I can't let go.
A versatile young singer, writer, and guitar player. Her name is Danny Wild. Her brother, Will Wild, by the way, doing the harmonica playing on this track. The one called, the last one there is called Electricity. That one has been on another album, I believe. I don't know if he featured it or not, but I remember the song, I think with a band treatment from somewhere before. But very nicely played as a solo acoustic piece right there. Prior to that was a good rockin' and rollin', actually, High on Your Love. Before that was a good shuffle called Deeper Than Black, and we started off with an acoustic and harmonica treatment of the Memphis Mini record Bumblebee. The album is called Live at Brighton Road. It's on Vistone Records, a British artist, an American label, and a nice combination relation. As I said, in the set, it comes with a DVD of the performances done live as well. You're listening to Talking the Blues, and I'm Mike Wave Dave. I'm glad you are. I hope you are enjoying the process here. We go next now to a man who is rebuilding his career after the act he was with for, 40 or 50 years, finally came to an end. The man's name is Sherman Holmes, and out of an act called the Holmes Brothers, Sherman and his older brother Wendell Holmes and drummer Popsy Dixon, this guy's played everywhere over the world. I appeared in Europe with them. I think it was in Belgium. It was in Bruges, Belgium, in 1996 on a bill that had Maria Muldaur and several other people on it, Magic Slim and the Teardrops. Then the Holmes Brothers actually, I think, had a headline slot over everybody on that particular show. They were a trio, and sometimes they had other instruments along with them, but the Sherman Holmes played the bass and sang, did a little bit of keyboard work, and mostly there was keyboards that came from Wendell Holmes, who did a lot of the lead singing. And Popsy Dixon was a drummer who fell in with them years, and they played as a trio for just decades. They were so tight, and they could cover so many kinds of music, and they had a great charisma in front of a live audience. Sadly, both Wendell and Popsy passed away about 2 years ago, and that left the Sherman standing and holding the remains of a career that was simply gone at that point. But he has come back now, and MC Records has released one called the Sherman Holmes Project. And interestingly enough, they have not pushed him straight into the blues and gospel thing that they were in before, although that's very well represented here. But this is a straight attempt to push him into the Americana music field. Now, here in this market in Huntsville, where I broadcast from, we do not have an Americana station broadcasting. I think most of the fans of that music get it from the internet, probably. But there is some good stuff in there, and they do mix blues in with it, and they mix rhythm and blues. It takes bluegrass, traditional folk, traditional country. You can take almost anything that has a root in American folk music or American natural music, if you want to call it that, and put it together, and you come up with Americana. It's a very loose amalgam, and sometimes looser than others. But this is really a pretty good record, and they got some stuff on here that are fun to listen to. Starting off with a track called Don't Do It. Don't Do It, it was a Marvin Gaye hit record back in 1964, classic Motown, written by Holland, Dozier Holland, the great songwriters of that period, and also covered later by the rock band called The Band, who had a really funky version of it as well. Here it's done sort of Motown, but it's just a little bit, I don't know, it's just different. There's some folkier instruments in there. You start hearing a banjo or mandolin back in there, a little fiddle, you know you've got some Americana on your hands. The next one is called Rock of Ages. This is a traditional song that goes back into the Appalachian bluegrass era, actually probably pre-bluegrass into Appalachian folk music, and it is sung with some great female vocals on this and the one before as well, the vocal groups. And then last of all, one called Liza Jane. Now, of course, you think of Little Liza Jane, another folk song that's been around forever, but this is one actually composed by Vince Gill out of Nashville, an outstanding guitarist, musician, singer, and writer. And this one comes with some really nice dobro playing. It's somewhere between bluesy and bluegrassy, so I'll let you pick it up for yourself. The album Richmond Sessions is the name of Richmond Sessions, and it's on MC Records. We will hear Don't Do It, Rock of Ages, and Liza Jane, all from the Sherman Holmes Project.
Don't you break my heart. Okay.
Thank you.
you got to admit, the way they take the country sound, the bluegrass sound, the blues sound, and the vocal, and some of the bending guitars and everything like that, mix them all together, it makes for quite a tasteful and tasty combination of music put together behind the Sherman Holmes Project. Sherman Holmes, the vocalist, and on the electric bass, when they have electric bass, there was a string bass on that last track, for sure. But he is a longtime bassist and one of the singers from the Holmes Brothers, as I said earlier, an act that ran about 30 years from somewhere in the 80s all the way up until 2015 when two of them passed away around the same time. Drummer Popsy Dixon and leader and keyboard player and singer Wendell Holmes. So Sherman's still out there, and here's his new record, and his career is going to take off again. It's interesting to see what he's going to be able to do with this, but it's a good record. It's got a good feeling about it, and that always helps a lot, I think, when you're out there trying to make something happen for yourself. Get something that puts out a little joy, and you have a good chance of getting somewhere with it. The Sherman Holmes Project is called Richmond Sessions, and it's on MC Records. Tonight we have had the Sherman Holmes Project, Danny Wild, and live from Chicago, Mighty Joe Young. It is indeed a great pleasure and privilege to share my favorite music with you. I thank you for your company, your attention, and your time during the past hour, and I will be looking forward to next week when I get a chance to do it again. I'm Microwave Dave. You get the blues? You know what to do with them, right? Right.
I'm in love and I just gave up myself. Give me that soul, baby. Cause I'm a soul man. That's what I'm talking about. If it ain't good for him, it sure got to be good to him. Do you hear me, Annie Lee? Oh, let's get it. Ow! Ow! That's what I'm talking about. Annie Lee. You know I love you, Annie Lee. Annie Lee. I just can't get you out of my mind. Now you said you're gonna be mine. No matter what you hear or do, and it is, I want you for my own, and it is. Can't stand to see you with nobody else, baby. I swear I can't leave you alone, and it is. Well, now you said you're gonna be mine. Let's hang around and see. I know you don't love me, baby, but that's all right.